Simen Shin Zayin Sif Yud Beis. If somebody has a list of the guests they invited for a suda, or if he has a list of the food that he's serving, he wrote down the paper, how many people invited, who he invited, what food he plans on serving, he's not allowed to read this paper on Shabbos. And the reason Mishnah Berurah explains, based on the Gemara, there's two reasons. First of all, is a chashash, they might erase the list of guests, or might erase or make changes on the list of food. If he sees he doesn't have the right amount of food for the guests he has, he might start making some changes. There's a second reason also, if he reads this, he might come to read Shtari Adyotis, bills and contracts, things which are also in Medina to read on Shabbos, they'll get to it, Mitzvah Shabbos, next Sifi Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah discusses that the accepted practice was that the Shamish, he's like the waiter or the one who's in charge of serving, he would read the list of the courses and the various foods, the menu, on Shabbos. He says, some talkers say that it's a problem, because even though there's no chashash to erase to make changes, he's not the Baal Boss, he's not in charge, he's just an employee. But you have the other issue, that Xeri might come to reach Shtar Adyaitis. Unless it's Suda Smitzvah, by Suda Smitzvah, then we don't worry about the Xeri Shtar Adyaitis, because it's Chepze Shemayim. Mimtze Chepze Chazasar, and not Chepze Shemayim. And therefore, definitely, the Shamash Islamic announcement, the Beis Medrash, I read off a paper, because that's Chepze Shemayim. However, Mr. Berurah brings in the Shari Tshuva that he's miyash, if he defends the minute the Shamash reads by the Suda from the paper, even Vasuras Rishus. He says for the Shamash, for the person in charge of writing the Suda, they never made Xer not to read. We're afraid if you don't let him read, he'll make mistakes. So Zervaya, not invite the wrong amount of people, and they'll come Chas v'Shalom with a terrible story that the Churban came out with Kamtsa bar Kamtsa, because the wrong person was invited, and a terrible story that came out. Now this halacha, that the Baal Boss, possibly the Shamash also, by Suda Rishus, cannot read the list, the menu, the list of guests, etc. The Shulchan Aruch says, even if the list is written high up on the wall, very high up, that there's no kashash, you can call up there and erase it. Because still the other reason, contracts and bills, things that are also in Medina to read on Shabbos, which you can't even look up with your eyes without reading it. However, if it's a chakika on the wall, that means it's engraved on the wall, so then Chazal did not make the gzera in such a case. Because to erase it, you're not going to go up there and erase it. And anyway, something that's a chakika that's engraved on the wall is a hard thing to erase, a hard thing to change. And the chashash, you come to reach Shtar Adyaitis, we don't have, because it's a whole different thing over here. It's not a letter to a letter, a paper to a paper. It's not even writing on the wall to a letter. It's engraved on the wall. It's a whole different thing. And therefore, there's no chashash that if you read this, you're going to mix up and start reading Shtar Adyaitis. However, a tableau or a pinkus, that's like a small movable book that they used to engrave things in, there it's also to read it, because that is similar to reading a regular paper, regular letter. And therefore, that's going to be also. Mishnah Berurah says that people used to send a letter, a piece of paper from Erev Shabbos to the people who sold the wine and the beer with a list of what they want to buy. That's taka, it's wrong. The people read it on Shabbos, it's like a din. Unless you just throw the simon without writing out a full thought, the simon you could look at on Shabbos. See if Yigimot taka says, Ashtar Adyaitis, Chovis, contracts, bills, and papers like that cannot be read on Shabbos, even to read it with your eyes without reading aloud. And Machabas is also a Gar Shashel Sham. Someone sends his friend a stamma letter, it's also to read on Shabbos, because he might come to mix up Ashtar Adyaitis and read Ashtar Adyaitis. Also, Ashtar Adyaitis are a problem of Techevtcha, and he might come to erase. Now, Shmuel explains that this Isser being Igor Shel Shalom is talking about you already know what it says in the letter, and if there's no concern that maybe there's important information you need from it that you have to find out now on Shabbos, because you already read it before Shabbos, you just want to reread it now for your, you know, for your enjoyment. And see if you the Machaber says that if a letter was sent to you and you talk, don't know what it says in the letter, Machaber says then you can read it. You should read it with your eyes. Scan with your eyes. Don't read it with piv. That makes it a little better. If the letter was brought from Chutz Tchum, though, then you should be careful not to touch it. And the reason is, the Mishnah Berurah explains the issue of Muktzah, because it was brought from Alva Tchum, since now I'll be nana from it. So therefore, there's the issue of Muktzah. You can't be nana on something that's brought for you from Alva Tchum on Shabbos. Really, it's not Stam Muktzah, for the fact that it's not clear this letter, Mishnah Berurah explains, because you could roll it up and use it as a bottle cap. However, there's a Muktzah because it's brought from Chutz Tchum. Rather, the guy should open up and then you'll look at it without moving it, without touching it. Now, there's no problem with being nana over here, even though reading it is enough for you, because first of all, lo kashash, according to many rishonim, is of minanim sending from Chutz Tchum, is he might tell them to bring more things for you. Here, you have no idea who wants to send you a letter, and also you're not really being nana for the guf hashem malacha. He's just opening it for you that you can read it, and reading it also, it's not enough for the guf hadavar, and therefore it's okay. Now, at the end of the day, it's all concerned the Machaber has a muktzah, and I touch it. Shmuel says the Achareim argue on this, and they say it's not muktzah at all. Muktzah is only something that's also for anyone to use, or no one has a way of using it. Here, something that comes to Chutz Tchum, it's also for the person who got it, who was brought for him to be nana from it, but other yidin are allowed to be nana from it. And therefore, there's no reason why it should be muktzah for anybody, even for that person. Since other people can read it and can be nana from it, l'chatchilo, there's no problem of muktzah for anybody, even for the one who's not allowed to be nana from it. The Mishnah Berurah says, someone's makban the letter, take care of it properly, because it's a business, if it's business, then it'll be muktzah for that reason. That's a whole different reason. Mishnah Berurah brings an achrenim, if a guy brings a letter for you on Shabbos, just tell him to put it down. Don't take it out of his hands. Chashash that might be involved in the Hatzamish, just to show us if him bringing it into the house. Rather have him put it down. And if it's sealed, just tell him, I can't open that. I let him open it on his own without you telling him straight out to open it. Siv Tezvav used to have big murals and portraits on the wall, which had different pictures, different stories. Now, the story of David and Goliath portrayed, there are different things. And there's a caption underneath that described what it was. You're not allowed to read it on Shabbos. Mishmur explains, Xeri might come to read Shtari Adyatis.